Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. He is one of the most prolific writers I know. He writes on all things economic, including his Small Business Survival Index, which is right there on their website. It's a very important, one-of-a-kind look at the Survival Index for small businesses. He covers the states, how they're doing. He also, in his spare time, he writes the amazing Pastor Stephen Grant novels. There's like 23 of those right now. And he's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
All right. I'm so impressed with all your spare time, Ray.
I have no such thing as spare time, but anyway.
You know, I'm the only character on Star Trek Next Generation that I envy is Data, because he doesn't have to sleep.
That is a good thing, right? Yeah. I often say that. It's like, wouldn't it be fantastic if we didn't have to sleep?
Well, see, I feel like the world is missing. I'm missing something. The world keeps going, and I'm sleeping. We can't have that. Hey Ray, I want to talk about some of your ideas on stress relief. You've written a piece on taking the stress out of entrepreneurship. You've got 9 points. We're not going to get to all of them. What's the first most important one?
Yeah, I wrote it over at SBE Council because stress, you know, well, first off, to understand, stress is there for everybody, varying degrees. But the point is that one of the polls that we cited, 62% of people said that the stress of small business ownership was worse than they imagined, which is pretty striking. And at the same time, though, the vast majority of them said basically they love being entrepreneurs. So stress is going to happen even if you love what you're doing.
Successful entrepreneurs eat stress for lunch. I like mine with extra pepper. I'm not making a joke, Ray. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not minimizing it. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. It doesn't take a toll on you. But I'm saying if you aren't willing to dine out at some point in time on stress, clock in tomorrow. You're not ready to be a business owner. What do you think?
Right. Well, that's the point, is that it's going to be there, and how do you deal with it? And there's all sorts of different ways. And I kind of came up with, you know, from teaching MBA students, you know, doing research and writing, dealing with it myself in terms of my own entrepreneurial, you know, what are some of the ideas that, you know, I thought were worth sharing? And the list goes from, you know, finding the best time management tool for you, because, you know, one of those things is if you're able to better manage your time, that's going to certainly reduce your stress, to little things like, you know, music. I find that, you know, when I'm stressed out and I'm working away, if I get the right playlist, if you will, on, it changes my outlook tremendously. Mm-hmm. So it ranges from, you know, those types of things.
Can you concentrate with music?
Yeah, see, I'm one of those people that
I love music. Does. Music's a big part of my life, but if I really have to focus, if I'm really trying to concentrate, because I love music so much, sometimes at certain moments it distracts me. I keep listening to the music, and if I'm boring down or something, I'll turn it off.
Yeah, it's funny. Again, everybody's different, so you have to find your own list. But if I'm the opposite. If I am working in silence, then the smallest little thing will distract me.
I got you.
So I need to have music on to basically not only change my mood, but drown out all those other things. How's that?
one of the things I think is important in your list here, and folks, these are outstanding. Go to sbecouncil.org and find the list of nine. Dealing with failure. Let's wrap it up with failure. That's, to me, this is, if you can't be comfortable with failure in your life, you're not going to be happy as an entrepreneur. What do you think?
Right. It's part of the process. Most entrepreneurs don't just shoot out of the box and are tremendous success and, you know, never have to deal with failure at all. So you're going to have to deal
with
it.
Don't invest in an entrepreneur who hasn't dealt with failure.
Right. But I think there's a lot of glib advice out there about dealing with failure. Failure stinks. Failure hurts. It stings.
It hurts for a reason, right?
Right, exactly. So there's a lot of glib, just be happy with failure. No, it doesn't work that way. But I think that my point is that, you know, allow yourself to kind of feel the failure, if you will. But you know what? Limit the time. I mean, you're going to have to deal with this stuff. So, you know, whatever it takes for you to get through it, but then take a step back and you know, actually assess what happened and what you can learn from it.
Right.
But you really have to be, again, disciplined there to say, okay, you know what, I've done the pity party for a day or however long I need to do it and try to get back to work.
What did you learn? Folks, SBECouncil.org. You go there and find it. I promise you, you'll like what you read. Quick break, 22, right back with Ray Keegan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.